This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear Brother Zakir, Assalamu Alaikum. I'm greatly honored today that I've got an opportunity directly asking you a question. Although till now I'm only watching your DVDs and I'm a great fan of your topics. My question is directly related to the topic that is educating our children. My question is that in a proper Muslim education system, should any importance be given in teaching our children about the national identity, or emphasis should be only in religious identity? Don't you think that by not teaching our children about their own country's history, how it was formed and how we got freedom from the colonial powers, they will lack essential knowledge about history of their paternal roots, and how IIS, that is your school, which have students from all parts of the world, you are coping with this side of education? Are you teaching only Islamic history, or are equipping their minds with ample knowledge about their own respective countries as well? Thank you.
So that was the question, that in an ideal Islamic school, should we even teach about the country, about the national activity, about national history, about the freedom fight, and how are we coping in IS? As far as the general answer is concerned, that in an Islamic school, we should even talk about the country. There's no problem at all. We can talk about the laws of the country, we can talk the rules and regulations of the country, but we have to realize that number one, our allegiance goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not go against the country unless the law of the country goes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the law of the country does not go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to follow each and every law of the country. As far as India is concerned, I am aware that there is not a single rule in the Constitution of India which forces any Muslim to do any haram activity. Neither does it prohibit you from doing anything which is farz. For example, the Indian government doesn't say that drinking alcohol is farz. Optional. So they don't force you to do anything which is haram, neither do they prohibit you to do something which is farz. Salah is allowed. In fact, they have a separate Muslim personal law. So I would say that among the non-Muslim countries in the world, I would put India to be among the top. One of the best countries where Muslim can live. I may disagree with certain policies. So I say I am a very good Muslim as well as a very good practicing Indian. But if any law of any country, whether it be India, whether it be UK, USA, Singapore, if it contradicts with the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more because He is our creator. He has given us life. Our country has been beneficial to us, may have given us certain things, job, etc. But nothing compared to our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more. So if they don't contradict, we have to follow all the rules and regulations. If certain rules and regulations contradict, that particular thing we need not follow. So we have to teach our children to be good citizens also. What's wrong? He should be a good Muslim. So he should follow the rules and regulations as long as it doesn't contradict Islam. As far as history is concerned, of course, what we do, that we see to it, sometimes some history which is not relevant, we don't teach. So then it's at our liberty, we teach the history which is required. In our school, Islamic International School, we have children who are actually British nationals, but they have parents. Parents also British, maybe the grandparents are Indian, the origin is Indian. So we have students from USA, from UK, from Saudi, from other parts of the world. But basically all have got Indian origin, all of them. So you can call them Indians or you can call them many are foreigners. But we have selected the world history. We have option of taking Indian history or world history. The world history we felt has got more scope for us for doing dawah. It talks about the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, about Moses, peace be upon him. So it's two in one. So we select the world history. We have two options, world history and Indian history. In world history, part of India also comes. So what is required, we teach. And as far as the government is concerned of that country, we should be very bold. What is right, we have to agree. We can't say, because it's a non-Muslim government, I'm against it. For what? If the policy is against the policy of Allah, we are against it. If it's for, we have to agree. Even if the enemy is, no problem. We have to be bold. That's what Allah says, In Surah Isra, chapter 17, verse 81, وَقُلْ جَعَ لَكْ وَذَاكَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَوْكَ. When truth is held against falsehood, falsehood perishes, for falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. So we should see to it that in educating, we have to give them even the world history, what's happening in the world, so that when they go out, they should be aware. But some things which may not be relevant, like some things are taught which we feel will not be useful for them. They will never require it in the full life. So that portion we delete. Hope that answers the question.
Thank you very much.